So, as we go to the table of the Lord this morning, I want to hearken back to last week's teaching, wherein it says, "And on my arm shall they trust." That's Isaiah 51, 5. The same picture, to some extent, is carried forward into the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, wherein in the King James it says, "Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Now, at this communion table, our focus, as directed by the words of Jesus and by the words of Paul, who reminded us of the words of Jesus, when we participate with these elements, the broken bread and the cup of wine, we are to do it in memory of Him. Now, there is no one living who has seen Jesus, and therefore our reliance is on the report or reports of Him. And Isaiah opens this most famous Old Testament chapter by saying, "Who has believed our report?" Now, the literal is, "Who has amened our report?" And as we have often said, this word amen is a word most closely associated with God, and it is a faith word. And with regards to God's faith, He has no doubts. He has no doubts. And Isaiah says to God's people, "Who has had no doubt in our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Now, the arm of the Lord is Jesus Christ. And it says in 51:5, "On mine arm shall they trust." And I pointed out last week, this word is hope. And God is taking it from the hope of the promise of His word now to the revelation of Jesus Christ, wherein we not only have hope, but we also have no doubt. I could get into a lot of other teaching. I don't want to today. I simply want to focus on this table and on Jesus. I don't want to talk about the counterfeit. I want to talk about the real. We have this cup of wine. It is a symbol of the blood of Christ. Leviticus in the 17th chapter tells us that the life of the soul resides in the blood. The blood represents the life. The life we're talking about, the life of whom we are not doubting, is Jesus Christ, who gave his life, whose blood was poured out for our sake, not because we deserved it, but it was God's will. For this was his plan of salvation. How useless and how wrong it is that we should look unto ourselves to see whether we're in the right state to take these elements. We're in the right state to take these elements when we look through this cup unto Jesus, understanding he did it all. He did it for us. He took all our sins upon himself. He paid sufficient price for all our sins. Can you have no doubt in that report? Oh, you say, Don, it's too good to be true. I say to anyone who said that, oh, fool, it is true. And God is looking for no doubters and offers us the opportunity of faith, of no doubt, of amen at this table when we look to Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, the provider of our restoration, the source of the new life, which through Jesus God has given to us. Whether we see it or not, that is the report regarding Jesus Christ. That's the good news of the grace that God provided and the redemption that we have through Jesus Christ. Will you, along with me, say, Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus. Always two elements at this table. This broken bread poorly translated in the King James, it says, surely, the fourth verse of Isaiah 53, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's a poor translation, folks. It's not a wrong translation, just a poor one. Doesn't begin to adequately shed light on what is the report of, or regarding the arm of the Lord, regarding Jesus Christ. But it says, surely he has taken upon himself our holy, our sicknesses, our diseases, our infirmities. He took up from us not only our sins, but our sicknesses as well, and he carried the pains thereof away. Same question Isaiah asks. Who has, amen, our report? As you hear this communion, will you take up this bread, amening the report of what Jesus has done, and say, as it says in the fifth verse, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. As he walked and revealed, as he walked amongst us and revealed that part of himself, wherever he encountered sickness, healing followed. He is the same today, and the source of all our healing, symbolized by this bread, was Christ's body broken for us. And we do say, with his stripes, we are healed. Amen. No doubt. Hallelujah.